Okay, today's daf is Psachim daf Ayin Ches. Today's shiur is Le'ili Nishmas, my grandfather, my maternal grandfather, Harav Michal Shimon ben Harav Yaakov Iskalski, who was the Rav of the Bialystoker Synagogue on the Lower East Side, and his father before him. And though I never knew him, I feel very much influenced by who he was and the hashpa that he had on the American Jewish community. And Be'ez Hashem, I hope to try to follow in his footsteps in Torah and Midos and Chesed. So again, Le'ili Nishmas, Harav Michal Shimon ben Harav Yaakov Iskalski. Okay, so today's daf is Psachim Ayim Ches, and we're going to talk about Shutfis. We're going to talk about partnership. Where does this come up? The Mishnah tells us that eating the Korban Pesach is an ikur part of the Korban Pesach. So what happens if the meat became tamei? So says the Mishnah, Nitma Basar v'chelav Kayam, if the Basar became tamei, and the fat is still kayam, so you could still burn the fats on the mizbeach. Eino zorik es adam. You don't zorik the dam, meaning you stop the avoda. There's no zorik es adam, which is the, so to speak, the ultimate stage of the avoda. Rashi afilu l'Rebbe Eliezer to ikar pesach lachilas adam kasi. The ikar of Korban Pesach is to eat, and therefore you're not going to be able to eat it, and therefore you're not zorik the dam. Nitzva hachelav habasar kayam. If the chelav becomes tamis, therefore you're not going to be able to do the haktaras emurin, which is not ma'akev. But habasar is kayam, still zorik as adam, then you still do zrik as adam in that case. Umimikdashinin, okay, when it comes to other karbanos, you don't say that. Right, even if there's no, the basar is tameh, and the chelav is still kayam, then you still do zrik as adam because eating it is not as crucial. Rashi says, Shafilu nitma basar, vachelav kayam, zorik as adam, tatarti ika matir vishirayim, shadam matir imirin lemizbeach, because in a normal case, and other by other kachim, the Zrikas Adam allows you to do Akhtaras Imurin and allows you to eat the Basar. So even though you can't eat the Basar, you still have the Akhtaras Imurin that the blood, the Zrikas Adam will accomplish. But by Pesach, the Iker is to eat the Korban Pesach, and therefore you don't eat the, you don't continue the Avoda in that case. So our Sugya starts with the Sfas Emes here on our Daf. Sfas Emes is the following Suffolk. What happens if there's Basar left? There's Basar that's Tahar left, but it is a Kizayis of Basar. And there are a lot of people. There are a lot of people on this. So there isn't a Kizayis of Basar that is Ra'ui for each individual who's Nimneh. So what's the halacha in that case? Yesh la'ayin. V'im nishar Kizayis shalo nitma im kulan yotzim b'zeh ha-pesach. If you can be Yotze and do Zarek be Zarek the Dam. Kivan the Kol Echad Ve'echad Ro'i She'yochal Oso Kazayis. Every person has the potential to be connected and eat that Kazayis. So therefore, maybe it's Ro'i and you should be Zarek the Dam. Onema Kivan the Kulan Shutfin. Or do we say, since they're all partners in the Korban Pesach, Nimsa De'ein L'Kol Echad Rak Mashehu Bazeh HaKazayis Ve'ein Zarkin. So then maybe we should say that if they're Shutfins, they have to split it equally. So they each get only a tiny little bit less than a kezias, and therefore you wouldn't be zorek the dam. So he says maybe from a line in a couple of lines from now on the daf, maybe you would say that you would be zorek, because a little bit later on the daf, the Gemara talks about that maybe this is like Rabbi Nassan, who says achilas psachim lo ma'akva. Right, so the Gemara is trying to figure out which Rabbi Nassan says that. Achilas Pesach is not ma'akev. So the Gemara says, Ilei Mahar Rabbi Nassan Tanya, the following Brisa, Rabbi Nassan Omar Mimayin, Shekol Yisrael Yotze Pesach Echad. How do you know that all of Am Yisrael can be Yotze with one Pesach, even though there isn't a Kezias for each one? Meaning, what does that show? That Achilas Pesach is not ma'akev, Tama Lomar, V'shachdu Oso, Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael, Bein Arbayim. V'chi kol ha'kahol shochtin, right, is everybody shechti yid, v'alo ein shochet ela echad. What do you mean, everybody, v'shachtu oso? Only one person is going to shecht it. Ela malame, shekol yisrael yotzer, v'pesach echad. So that shows that all of Klal Yisrael could be yotzer with one Pesach, and shows that Rabbi Nassan holds, achila is not ma'akev. So the Gemara says, no, maybe no raya from there. Dilma shani hasam, that does not prove that achila is Pesach adam ma'akev. Di mimshechi hani, chazi lahani. Vi mimshechi hani, chazi lahani. Because if some of the group pulls their hand away, so to speak, and goes to be nimna on another group, so then it's roi for the people that are left. And vice versa. Rashi, demim shechihani, mashi ishbahen yoser mikizayis l'kol echad, chazi lahani anisharim. Whatever is more than one Pesach is roi for everyone else. Mim shechihani, ishtachich to chazi l'kulu. Potentially it's roi for any one of them. Dehemi nayamafkis, who are you going to say is not? Hilkach avagav deloim shachar minayu. So even though nobody pulls their hand back, paturin, because they were ra'ui, they are pater. Aval nitma lochazev yilachar, but nitma would be worse. But you see that svara, that each one has the potential to pull away their hand, so to speak, and minkad ro'i for everyone else. This concept of potential possibility often influences present status in halacha. Right, we had already twice in this pesachta, the main sugya daf mem vav mem zayin, hoel, since guests might come, so therefore what you're doing, cooking, mevashel, miyantiv lachol, is not going to get malchus because of hoel, because the potential is there. Or the Gemara sometimes we had earlier also, about using, I think, a matzah shel d'mai. Right, and the Gemara says, "Iboy mafkir nichsei." Right, Demai is only able to be in by aniyim, but if he wants, he could. Right, he has the potential to be mafkir zechasa become an ani. So therefore, it's right for him. So again, two examples where you see potential possibility influencing present status. So here too, the Gemara has that line. So maybe each one of them has the power to be connected to it. But the Sfas Emes does note then that the Tosefta does not sound that way. The Tosefta sounds like you need a Kezias for each person. Where is this Tosefta? So the Kesef Mishnah quotes it on the Rambam. The Rambam does not quote this Tosefta, even though the Kesef Mishnah says maybe we could stick it into the Rambam. But the Rambam, when he quotes this Halacha in Hilchos Korban Pesach, in Perak Dalid Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, Nitzmu ha'emurim va'abasar kayam zorek es adam va'abasar ne'echal ha'erif. As we said, if the emurim become tamei, but the basar is still halachically edible, then you do zorek es adam. And va'abasar ne'echal ha'erif. Doesn't say how much basar has to be left. Nitzmu ha'bayla ma'achash nishcha lo yisrok es adam. Be'im zorek lo hertza. Laficha chayim betach sheni if the bayla become tamei. So the Kesef Mishnah quotes Tosefta in Karbanos, right, that's Zvachim. Tosefta Perek Vav, Nitmu Chalavim Vabasar Kayim, Im Yesh Kazayis Lekol Echad Ve'echad Yisrof, Im Lav Lo Yisrok. Mashpe L'Rabbeinu, Dibin Nitma Ksas Habasar Askinon, Midoktani, Im Yesh Kazayis Lekol Echad Ve'echad Vidochik. So again, the Kesef Mishnah quotes that, the Sfas Emes says, I have this suffix, but it sounds beforish one way. If you look also connected in the Chashuke Chemed, and Rav Zilberstein here, he also asks a similar type of question having to do with how do you look at Shutfin? How do you look at the partnership? He says there was a case where there was a city that had an esrog, one esrog for the whole city, and they lost the esrog. They lost the esrog, and someone else found the esrog from another city. Someone in the next city found the esrog, and they knew exactly that it was from the first city. So the question is, does he have to return it? Does he have to return? He can return it, but does he have a chiyuv to return? Maybe he doesn't have an esrog. Why? What's the issue? Because the halacha is in Hilchas Aveda, in Choshen Mishpat, the halacha is, again, a halacha that not everybody is aware of, not such a common halacha, but it's based on the Gemara, says the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Samach Beis, in Hilchas Aveda. Afilu Aveda Sheshava Harbe. If he shall shutfin harbe, if you find an aveda that you know belongs to a lot of different people, a lot of different shutfin, she'ein magia l'kalacha shevet pruta, eino chayav lachziro. Just like if you find something that's not a shevet pruta, there's no chiyav lachzir, so too if you find an aveda that's worth a lot, but you know it belongs to a lot of shutfin, and each shutuf does not get a shevet pruta's worth, so then you have no chiyav to return it. B'med v'mamarim she'yadua she'im shutafin ba, as long as you know they're shutfin. Right, because if you have no idea whose aveda it is, obviously you have to pick it up. So maybe here too, maybe he doesn't have to return it, says the Chashuke Chemed, because each person in the city owns less, so to speak, owns less than a Shevet Pruta in the esrog. But then he says, keep reading. But if you happen just to see an item or a coin, it fell from three people, and it's only worth two, so you have to return it. Why? Maybe one of them was mochel the chelek to their friend, and therefore they each do have a pruta. So therefore, says the Chashuke Chemed, maybe here too, maybe Mechila would kick in. Maybe you would think Mechila would kick in because, you know, each one of them wants to make sure that the other one is Yotzei the Mitzvah, so at least at the time they're doing the Mitzvah for Lachem, they would be Mochel. So therefore, you know, that's maybe here too. So Viprata Daita Dahachi, says the Chashuke Chemed, Nishtatu B'nei Kanilo, Lachaknu Zela Zez Chelko, Kedei Shekolecha V'echan Me'er Kilo Yotzei Chavaso Lachem, Kimivor B'mishnah Brura, Tekivan Sheyadu B'shas Lakicha She'ena Roy Lechalek, V'aldas Kein Lachuhu, Havikilu Pirshu Shalakolecha, B'shas Sheikhu, Let's Espo Yekolo Shalo. And therefore, maybe there is a reason that you have to be return it because of how you look at mechila in this case. So again, these sveikas of the Sfas and of the Chashuk Echemed both connect to the general question of how you look at shudfas. Or how you look at shudfas. Their question is, you know, how in this case of Karban Pesach for the Sfas Emes, right? So this meat is connected to all of the minuyim on the Karban Pesach. So do we say there's one kezias? How do we look at that kezias? Do we split it up amonggst everybody, right, or not? Right, or the Chashuk Echemed discusses this. So this is the Shaila, the Chakira, amongst the Achronim. How do we look at Shutfim? How do we look at Bailis of Shutfis? The two main approaches with various other approaches with nuances that are offshoots. So some Achronim say that Shutfis is simple. Each Shutif owns parts. Owns part. Let's say you have something that's worth 100, owned by Shutfis. So each one owes 50. Each one owes part of the Neches. It's just undefined. You don't know which part is owned by each Shutif. At this point, maybe after you split it up and you hold the brera, so then you could say, now you know what was always the half that belonged to each one of them. But conceptually, even before it's split up, we say that each of them only own a half. This is what Rabbi Chana Wasserman assumes in Baba Basra and Simon Taf Dalid, in Beitza and Simon Lamites, the Granat, the Beshutfin, Kol Echad Miashutfin, the Hubailim Al Chelek. Only Chelek. There's a lot of Bailam on this side. They have a watch that's owned by six people. So then each of the partners own 1/6. That's how you look at Shutfis. So that is how many the Achronim assume. But if you look in others, especially Rav Gusman in Kuntrase Shiurim in Nedarim, in Shir Chavav, which is everything you want to know about Shutfis. There he says, he thinks otherwise. He thinks that, no, really, both Shutfin, or all five Shutfin, own the entire thing. And it's something that is somewhat without a parallel. How could five people own the whole thing? But that's what Shutfis is. It's just that the other one's bailus is Monea, you know, certain things that has limitations on what I'm allowed to do to it. But conceptually, right, I own everything. Where do you see this? So a number of Rishonim give that impression. So if you look in the Rashbam in Baba Basra and Daf Kufav, talking about Yerusha. Okay, that might be a little different, but look at his Lashon. Look at his Lashon. He says, based on the Gemara says that if brothers split up property, kivan sh'al goral lechamayam, they make a goral. They have a lottery, and once they make the lottery, kanu kulam, automatically, it's all nikneh. Klomar, says the Rashbam, zekana lagamri begoral v'lo yuchal achzerbo. Right, one of them make a lottery, one of them is kona, and they can't be chozerbo. Bimheim shnayim, and if there's only two brothers, zekana chelko shenafal alav agoral, this one gets his chelek, v'gam chaveira kana, dalmi yipo goral sheni, kiyim ala sheni, there's only two people. And if there's three, so then the one who gets the portion that was in the lottery gets it, and the other two are now nikneh to the whatever's left. Mihu, says the Rashbam, Hecha denafal ha-goral lekulan, but let's say there's a goral that everybody gets something. You have a lottery where there are five people win, pshita de kanukulan. The afagab de lo achzik kolechad bishalo, they're all koneh, and even though they haven't done a chazaka, each one on their part, tekivan de muchzakin va'omdin hein kulan b'chala karka, ein agoral makne lohem klum, ele mevar lo kolechad chelko amagiyo. Sounds like when you have the brothers, so then the girl is not really doing anything, he says at the end. If the girl is just giving all the estate something, so then it goes to all of them, and it splits what's already theirs. What's already theirs. Or if you look, says the Rav Gusman in the Ran, at the beginning of Ashutfin, Daf Mem Hayim Abayis in Nedarim, that's that big Ran that talks about Brera. See, he goes through also. He says, conceptually, the way Rav Gusman understands the Ran, conceptually, really, each of the Shutfin own the whole thing. But it's just that you might not be able to use it in this way, so you split it up, and if you hold a Yesh Brera, then you put the roots of that splitting up into the past. But if you hold Ein Brera, you don't. It only starts then, and up until that point, everybody owns everything. Aldas kain lachu shebishoshi ishtamish bo echanayim tekula shalola tashmish. When I use it, so then at that moment it can be all mine. But when I'm not using it, and we both have the same connection, so then it belongs to both of us. Belongs to both of us. That's the Ran. The Ran discusses that here in Nidar. Again, if you look at Rav Gusman now, he has beautiful formulations relating to this type of bialis. He says, So this in a few places here in Oz Gimel, he discusses the Meikar Adin Hayaroi Lomar de Beshutfin Shakula Demar Vakula Demar. Elo Leg Mekal Meimar Hachi Shari Ein Lanu El Chatzar Echad. So what are you supposed to do if it's one Chatzar and they both own the whole thing? So you split it up in order to make it befoal, make it usable for one party. But Bekoach, he says, the potential is that it belongs to all. And then he has the following beautiful formulation. He says, really. V'achshav nirish a kolkav godo koach hamenia. I'm sorry. Chalos shudfis hi chalos miuchedes. Shalakol echad me shudfin yeshlo koach bailus al kol nichse ashudfis. Right? They each of the shudfin have a koach on the whole thing. Elashe yeshlo kol echad minia v'hafra al bailus shelo mikoach shudav chaveiro. There's a limit. There's a hafra. There's a prevention because of the koach of the shutav of my friend. V'yachshav nira shekolkach godo koach hamenia shachaver ashutav. And this is the ironic part. Ad shanu madirin shutvin, they each own everything. But you know what? In a certain sense, they each own nothing. Sha'af al pishe mitzad echad hu baylem al hakol mikol makom mitzad sheni nechshav she'ein lo klum bifnei atzmo. It's ke'ilu, they don't have anything by themselves. V'yafilu pachad b'shevar pruta. V'yafilu kol shu'ein lo kol echad me'ein bifnei atzmo. Even any tiny amount, they don't have exclusive rights to. And if you have an area of halacha that needs exclusive rights, then shutvin's not going to be enough. Together they own 1,000 fields. Where do you see this? He says, look in the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin at the beginning of Reishis Hages, where the Gemara talks about a machlokes tanoim, kuflam and hamad aleph, behema shutfin, chayev Reishis Hages. Rebbe Loi Poter. Machlokas Tanam, whether if somebody has a sheep, two people own a sheep, whether they have to give the first shearings to the Kohen. Rebbe Loi says, no, tzoncha, your tzon, velo shel shutfis. And not shutfis, not partners. What do you mean? Isn't that yours? Rashi quotes, Drosh Haki, tzoncha ha meyuchad lecha. What's miyuchad for you? So, oh, what do you mean I own the whole thing? Yeah, but I own nothing in a certain sense also. And the Gemara later on at the end, Kuflam and Hema Beis, the Gemara says, possibly, you both learned it from Soncha. Has to be yours. Aye, what's the machlokas? Shudfis dovid kachav in my taima. So what about shudfis with a goy? What about shudfis with a goy? The Gemara says that shudfis with a goy would not be chayiv. So says the, what's the difference? Ovikachav in my taima de lom yachtele. Yisrael nami lom yachtele. You want to say there's a patur with a goy's bailus with you. So it's not miyuchad. So Rabbi Loi would say the same thing with two Jews owning it. Lo miyachdalei. That's how shutfis is defined. It's not miyuchad. It's not exclusive. V'rabbanan ovikachavim la bar chayuva Yisrael bar chayuva. He's still a bar chayuva, and you don't need yichudiyut according to that shita. So again, everything in a certain sense, but nothing in a certain sense as well. He says maybe that's why the Rambam. If you look on the Rambam in Hilchos Shluchin, the Rambam says, in the beginning of Perek Dalet of Hilchos Shluchin, Kishayirtzu Ashutvin Lehishtatef, when partners want to partner, Bameh Yikna Kolachan Meyam Momon Chaveiro Lashatefo, what should be used? How are they Kone to Momon Chaveiro? How do I Kone your money to be Mishtatef in it? It's already yours. I just want it to be mine, but I want it to be mine without taking away yours. So he goes through a whole discussion of how it works. But says Rav Guzman, what's the whole Shaila? If you're being Kone Moos, we know how you're Kone Moos. Different ways, Metal right, Meshicha, and how you kona Karka. What's the Rambam saying? How do you do this? It sounds like me because the Rambam is acknowledging that this is something unique. This is not a normal type of Kenyan. Not a normal type of Kenyan. He says maybe that's also alluded to even in the beginning of Bava Basra. The beginning of Bava Basra, right? The first Mishnah in Bava Basra says, on Dav Beis Amid Aleph, HaShutfin Sherratzu Lazaz Mechitza, Shutfin that want to make a Mechitza, Shutfin Sherratzu. If you look on Dav Gimel, what do you mean they want to Ratzu? Says the Gemara, Amar Vasi Amar Biochanan Shekanu Miyadan. They made a Kinyan. Ratzu means Kanu. So it says Rav Guzman, why didn't it just say HaShutfin Shekanu Lazaz Mechitza? Why did it say Sherratzu and not Kanu? Maybe the answer is because the Mishnah didn't want to give off the impression that this is a real regular Kinyan parallel to other types of Kinyanim. It's a different type of Kenyan. Different type of Kenyan. And maybe that's why it says that. Right? This relates to Nafkaminas. Right? Let me mention quick four Nafkaminas between these approaches. Number one, do you have to do a Kenyan when the Shutfin split up? So again, according to that Gemara that we just read, maybe no. They don't have them. It's already all theirs. So they're just misalik each other. If you don't have to do a kinyan. Number one, the Shahar HaMishpat has a fascinating case in the beginning of Reish Ayin Hey. Let's say a man has a partner with a guy, and then the ger, and the ger dies. So the Shahar HaMishpat assumes that it automatically becomes all belonging to the other partner, even if he doesn't know about it, even though he doesn't do a kinyan at all. Why? Because it's already his. He doesn't have to do anything, because it's his. There was just a minia that was preventing opting to use it whenever he wants. But now that the minia is gone, it would be mutter. The Torah in Choshe Mishpat in Kufayin Vav says, don't think you could become a shutuf with just dibur. Don't think that. What's the Havamina? I would have thought that. I don't think I could be kona anything with just dibur. So what's the Havamina? So again, Rav Gosman says maybe because it's this new type of bailus, which is going to be joint in a certain sense, so you might have thought it has different rules. Kamash Bolan. So again, these two approaches can impact our issue as well in terms of Karban Pesach, the Sfas Emes is Suffolk. Maybe if you say that Shutfiz is like Rav Gusman says, that it's all owned by all, so that even though it's only Kazayas, but that Kazayas is owned by everybody, so therefore you'd be able to be Zorek the Dam. But if you say like the Rav Elchanan and the Granat, that it's each partner only owns a part, so then maybe you wouldn't be able to be Zorek the Dam. Or the nafkamina of the Chashuk Echemet also would be telling you this. There are related statuses which require separate discussions, which is not ours. The first source that we quoted was Yerusha. Tfusas Habayis, the estate of brothers, so that might be different. That might not be a regular shutfis. Right? That's an automatic status. You might not be able to compare that. Rav Chanan assumes in that piece in Baba Basra, shutfis is bailam on half, and Tfusas Habayis is one bailam. It's not even all the brothers, each of them own it. They're all in the shoes of their father. So it's one bialim. Number one, Tfusas Habayis. Number two, compare this to Tzibur. Shutfis and Tzibur are not the same. You can't bring a Karban Mincha b'Shutfis, but you can bring a Karban Mincha b'Tzibur. Rav Soloveitchik has a whole article about this in Al HaTshuva, starting on page 74, where he talks about Tzibur is one bialim, right? Tfusas and Shutfis is many bialim. And that's the unique Sir LaZazel, Sir LaShem, a lot of the Karbanos of a Karban Tzibur is not just the sum of the parts. It's one bialim named Tzibur. So Tfusas Habayis is a related status. Tzibur and Chatzi Eved Chatzi Menchorin is also somewhat of a similar related status that the Rav Elchanan discusses that in Kovetz Ha'aretz in Simen Mem Vav Osei. But this is a little bit, again, there's a huge discussion, a lot more to say, but this is some of the discussion about Shutfis here, Psachim Ayin Ches. Again, Le'ilu Nishmas, my grandfather, Harav Michal Shimon, Ben Harav Yaakov, Askalski, Zichrono Levracha, whose yard site is today.